Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Word Alive. This is your host, Evangelist Teresa Scott. It is 6:04 a.m. in the Philadelphia area. Today is Saturday, October 12, 2013. We thank God for yet another day that He has blessed us with. Glory to God. And I know that, you know, sometimes we go through some things and we face some things, but God is amazing. Hallelujah. He is so amazing. So we just want to thank Him. Excuse me. We just want to thank Him today, and we just want to bless Him today. Hallelujah. And we just want to glorify Him because He is awesome in all His ways. Amen. And as we pray today, we want to pray for those who have suffered loss, those who have suffered loss of a child, of a spouse, of a mother, father, sister, brother, aunt, uncle, cousin, friend, niece, nephew, The reason that I'm saying this is because I was reading on Facebook this morning an athlete. I'm not sure his name. I'm going to see if I can pull it up. An athlete lost his child yesterday in the midst of his baby's mother, boyfriend, abused the child, and the child passed away. So it's called Adrian Peterson. He's an NFL player, and I don't know what team he plays for, but Adrian Peterson, an NFL player, and it's being reported that his son died from the injuries he sustained at the hand of his mother's boyfriend. So there are further reports about this as well, that he may or may not be the actual father, but this child knows him as dad. So I don't know, but the baby is no longer with us. So we want to pray for him this morning for killing this child. There's no reason for people to kill children. I don't care if they cry all day, all night long. There's no reason for a person to kill a child. So we want to pray for the mother of this child as well as Adrian Peterson.
Minnesota Vikings.
Okay, thank you, the Minnesota Vikings. So we want to lift him up and his family and the baby's mother and the siblings, because there's more than one child that this mother has. So we want to lift up the siblings, too, of this family. So also we want to pray for, of course, the government, who is still locked up and not knowing what they want to do. We want to pray for them for unity, that they will come on one accord, that God will step in and just cause them to come on one accord so they can get the country back together. And financially, there are people who are suffering. Benefits are being held up. People are not able to go to the hospital. I read one report where it said, it was in my email, that a woman was denied her cancer treatments due to this government shutdown thing. So we will go ahead and pray for that. So this is my husband, Bishop Scott, and now we can ask you if you would enter into prayer for us. The scripture for today is 1 Thessalonians 5. I believe it is. I'm going to go to it right now. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 17. And it says, pray without ceasing. Amen. So we're going to ask my husband, Bishop Gerald Scott, if he would go ahead and pray at this time. God bless you, caller on the line. If you have a prayer request, you can press 1 and let us know your prayer request, and we will pray with and for you. Amen. Bishop Scott.
Amen. Amen, 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 amen. God bless you, and God bless the listening, our audience as well. We thank God this morning for all that he's done, and we thank God for what he's going to do in every situation that you this morning have alluded to, particularly about that young child and his family. Adrian Peterson is a very well-known football player, and it's a tragedy when any child passes, in particular the alleged way the child passed in an abusive situation. So let us just pray for him, our government, and so many other things that need to be prayed for, not just this day and not just this hour, but every hour of every day. Oh, gracious Father and our God, we thank you for this opportunity that was given to us this morning to come and petition to you. Oh, Lord, we know the situation of this world. We hear tragedies every single day, so much so that oftentimes we become immune to them. But may we never forget that these aren't just names. These are human beings that have been impacted by tragedy, that these are people who lived and had a purpose and now no longer are part of this planet. Oh, Lord, in particular when it comes to children, I don't know, it's just something about a child who's never realized his dream, his aspiration. At 2 years old, he may have wanted to have been a fireman or a policeman or maybe even a cowboy or an Indian, whatever he wanted to be, Lord. Those dreams and those aspirations will never be realized. Oh, Lord, I ask that you will just touch his family. Oh, Lord, even that he that is alleged to have been the perpetrator of this awful crime, we ask that you will just be with him, that you will touch his heart, that you will change his mind, that he will repent and be filled first with remorse. This is a case where he needs to be filled with remorse to acknowledge the fact that the alleged accusation that has been levied at him, if he is guilty of it, Lord, I ask, dear Father, that you will certainly, enter into his heart and soften that cold heart and let him see the tragedy in the agony that he put first that child through. Because most times when it comes to abuse, it's not a one-time incident. It is a collection of many days and many times, and then the culmination of it all ends in death. Oh, Lord, I ask that you will be with Adrian Peterson and his family. I ask you will be with the mother's family, the biological mother of this child's family as well, Lord. Oh, Father, we ask that you will give them peace and comfort. And we're not even worried about whose child it was biologically. I know one thing, he was your child. I know one thing, I know the name of one father for sure, Yahshua, Yahweh, Jehovah, Adonai. I know, dear Father, that you were his father. And so we ask, dear Lord, that you will just continue to work in that situation, bringing a deep, subtle peace in every heart and every mind, and whoever is responsible for this dastardly deed, whoever is responsible for the perpetration of this tragedy, we ask, dear Lord, that they will be tried and they will be given the proper sentence, the proper punishment for this crime. For your commandment says, thou shalt not kill. And your commandment says that we are supposed to take care of the little suffering, not the children that come unto me, for such is the kingdom of heaven. They are precious in your sight. We know that, Lord. So we ask, dear Lord, that you will bless them all and that you will work your perfect work in the entire situation. Be in the minds of the detectives, the prosecutors, Lord, even the defense attorney, Lord. Let them see exactly what happened. Confession made. May there be an admission given, oh Lord, about what has happened over these years. And whoever is responsible, whether they did it themselves or know how this child was battered and did nothing about it, either way, dear Lord, I ask that you will just forgive them of all of their deeds. Forgive them for neglect. Forgive them for abuse. Forgive them for abandonment, because if you see some child being abused and you do nothing, you've abandoned that child. You've neglected that child. You've denied that child the right to be a child, first of all, and the right to be safe, and the right to be secure, and the right to be protected. Oh, Lord, not just this child, but there are many children. Most children will never be in a newspaper. Most children will never be on television. Most children don't have famous fathers who are professional football players for a professional team in the nation. Children that are lost, children that are being starved to death, children that are being abused every day, children that are being thrown in the trash can and left on the stoop and left at the hospital door, and those that are just killed and maimed and hurt, burnt and all other types of things, molested, sexually, psychologically abused, emotionally abused, Lord. Oh, Lord, we know it happens too often. If one child is abused,
It's one time too many. So protect our children, the ones who have the least voices, the one who has the least power. They have the least ability to stand up for themselves and be defended. May people, may those in authority, DHS, and other governmental agencies who are responsible for the protection of children, may they do their job. Oh, yes, we know it's so extreme now that their dockets and their caseloads are so high and so many, but there has to be a way for each child to be protected. Oh, Lord, I'm going to ask you this, Lord. If a person is not able to take care of a child, please don't let that person raise that child. Touch their heart to put the child up for adoption. Put the child up in foster care. Take the child to the nearest church and give it to the pastor.
My Lord.
Take it to the nearest police station and give it to the sergeant at the desk and say, I just can't do this. Take it to the nearest hospital and let the doctors and the nurses take that child and find a home for that child. Don't let them, with all their hatred and inabilities and disqualifications to raise a child when they know they have no mind to raise the child, has no desire to raise the child. They may even be jealous of the child because of the attention that child may get. Because it is nothing but a baby, an infant, a cute newborn. Oh, Lord, please, please hear this petition on their behalf. There's an old song, Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. And I know, Lord, that you do love them. They have a special place in your heart. Protect them right now, Lord. Protect every single one of them.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh, Lord, we know that you're able and that we know that you want to protect them. But, Lord, if the worst happens for them, if death is their waiting shield, Lord, then I ask that you will just take them up with you and that you will give them a home, a sure enough home, a home where they'll see a father who will not abuse, but a father that will love them, you, Father. You will love them. You will protect them. You will give them all that they lack here on earth. There'll be those roses in your garden. There'll be those beautiful, sweet-smelling fruits on the trees of your life, on the tree of life. And now, Lord, we turn our attention to our government. Lord, I ask that you will be with the president, the vice president, the cabinet members, every single one of them, Lord.
Yes, Father, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Congressmen, all 436 of them, Lord. Every senator, all 100 senators in the United States Congress, Lord. We ask that you will be with both houses of Congress, each and every member of Congress, that you'll be with every member of the executive branch, from the president all the way down to the least officer in his cabinet, that you will be with every judge, whether it be the Supreme Court, whether it be the district court, the appellate court, oh, Lord, whether it even be a traffic court judge, it doesn't matter. Whoever is responsible for making this world better and for meting out justice to everyone equally and fairly, I ask that you will touch them right now, that they be not a partisan to their own party and their own certain groups, interest groups, that are twisting their arms and pulling their legs and forcing them to do this and to do that, because we know it's election time. Many of these special interest groups right now, I can feel in my spirit, are trying to barter with these men and these women to be reelected. If you want to be reelected, you better do this, and you better vote for that, and you better not do the other. And these influences, if you will, are impacting in a negative way the American people. We are a democracy. We are a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. Somehow or another, it's become a selected group of people that are making the decisions, and a selected group of people that are benefiting from the decisions made. And the other groups of people are being neglected, denied, and refused their constitutional right and their heavenly right to be received with respect, to be acted toward with respect and honor. I don't care whether you're in the poor echelon, the very poor, the destitute. It does not matter. We're all a human beings. We got to get out of this idea that if you're a part of the 5%, which are the mucky mucks, the wealthiest of Americans, that you're somehow special and you have the right to special privileges. I'm not talking about what money can buy. I'm talking about privileges of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That is supposed to be available for every American, no matter what your race is, no matter what your economic status is, no matter what your disability or abilities are. You are supposed to, as an American citizen, have the right to live with a wonderful life, pursue the happiness that is due you, and achieve the things God has purpose for you. That's everybody's right, Lord, not just a selected few. So, Lord, we ask that you will be with every single government leader, those that are in the Capitol building, those that are governors, those that are senators and the state senators, state congressmen, Lord, city mayors, city commissioners, city councilmen, city assemblymen, everyone who has authority in this nation to impact and affect the lives of the over 300 million people in this country. I ask that you will guide them and that they will seek you. Oh, I know you're ready to guide, but are we ready to seek you? Are we ready to consult with you? We consult with everybody else. They were talking the other night that they went all night meeting. I wonder how many times they fell on their knees and called upon your name. I wonder how many times they said, let's stop the filibuster and let's see what God has to say about this. I wonder how many times they would say, well, we can't go no further. We might as well call it a day. Before they said, well, before we call it a day, let's ask God, what would he have us to do? Oh, Lord, if our government could begin to work like that. Now here we have on the heel of the debt situation, default in our debts. If that goes on top of this shutdown, this government shutdown, this country will have no money to do anything for anybody. And then we really will be in a bad situation. We're in a bad enough situation as it is. Truck drivers are getting ready to go to Washington, D.C. right now. Veterans are getting ready to go down to Washington, D.C. right now to protest the shutdown. I don't know what will happen if we have the debt ceiling not resolved, that we stop paying our debts to other countries, stop paying our debts to those that we borrowed from even in this nation. I know one thing, they already said Medicare, Medicaid, and everything else is going to be impacted by it. Right now, Head Start's being impacted by it. The children, that's the earliest place where children go to learn before they get into the regular school, Head Start programs, charter school programs that prepare young people. They are being closed down. They are being denied. Even the staff, they may be open, but the staff, they don't have guidance counselors. They don't have nurses. They don't have anyone there that can assure them of safety and protection. They've cut down on the security guards and this and that because of the finances. Veterans aren't being paid. They're not being able to go to the VA hospital. People that work in national museums and institutions like the Smithsonian and other places like that. They're not able to work. Those who, even in this city of Philadelphia where we live, the Liberty Bell, Independence Hall, which are all run by the government, those workers are not working right now. They're not being paid.
1 minute.
So, Lord, we ask that you will just have your way. Have your way in this country. This country is getting ready to follow after Sodom and Gomorrah. This country is on its way to doing as Rome did, great power that now is nothing more than just a city and a third-rate nation. This country is going by way of all those great empires, Greece and Rome and Persia. They're going, it's going that way. Egypt, world powers. Now just our little cities and little countries and little regions. Bless us and keep us. In the precious name of your Son, Yahshua, I pray. Amen.
Out the day for the little killed on yesterday. You to pray the government will come in one accord. It passes partial closing of the government. Work for the people. Morning. Remember 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Pray without ceasing. Whatever the Holy Spirit brings to your mind today, pray. If he brings a person, if he brings a situation, make sure you pray today. Don't ignore. To him today, may we be ever mindful of the Spirit of God today in the name of Jesus. Be mindful and pray that we will stay focused on God today, throughout the day. God will sustain us and keep us. Pray that we will not murmur and complain today, but that we will be thankful, that we will be grateful because God did give us another day. Today, but he gave us another day, another chance. His presence, another chance to thank him, another chance to worship him, another chance. We thank him on today. We thank our Heavenly Father, and we were taught to pray by Jesus, who says, after this manner. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. As we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power and the glory forever. Dennis Latham, for joining us and your music in the background. And we thank you so much for the fact that you have blessed us with. And thank you for a caller, 215-801. Thank you so much for joining us. The Lord says the same. We'll be back tomorrow on day 13 of our 31 days of prayer. Please check us out. Come join with us. A great amen.